Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. Well, Bob Kennedy is making headlines again. And my question for you is, did he go far enough? And if you don't know what I'm talking about, let's hop on over to Twitter. Interestingly, this is the only place where I could find this announcement about the cooties cocktails and the purported changes, which are not showing up on the HHS website, the CDC website, or the FDA website. I'm going to share all of that with you in just a moment. Let's hear from Bob himself, and I'm going to extend here. I know it's a little bit difficult to hear, so I may pause and let you know what they're saying.
Hi, everybody. I'm Robert F. Kennedy, Jr., your HHS Secretary, and I'm here today with NIH Director Dr. Jay Bhattacharya and FDA Commissioner Dr. Marty McCarry.
Okay, so the FDA fellow on the left, and then the person in charge of NIH, the National Institutes of Health, on the right. And Kennedy said, I've got some exciting news.
I couldn't be more pleased to announce that as of today, the COVID vaccine for healthy children and healthy pregnant women has been removed from the CDC recommended immunization schedule.
Well, we're going to take a look at that in just a moment and see exactly what changes have been made on these websites. But I want you to hear those words. The recommendations have been removed, he says, for healthy children and healthy pregnant women. Let me know what you think about that, and I'll tell you my comments in just a moment.
Last year, the Biden administration urged healthy children to get yet another COVID shot despite the lack of any clinical data to support the repeat booster strategy in children.
That ends today. It's common sense and it's good science.
There's no evidence healthy kids need it today, and most countries have stopped recommending it for children.
We're now one step closer to realizing President Trump's promise to make America healthy again.
All right. I can see why some of you are applauding that, but I have some very serious concerns. And in fact, I have been doing a write-up for you on my Substack, and we're going to take a look at that. I can see why some of you are encouraged by this message, and I'm getting lots of Kennedy supporters emailing me this link and the latest message that these shots are no longer being recommended for healthy children and adults. Let's break that down for a moment. Think about that word recommended. Did your employer recommend that you get the shot, or did your employer require it? Did your child's college administration recommend that your child get the cooties cocktail, or was it required? Were you required to get that in order to see your doctor or have any medical procedure? Were you required to get that in order to travel on a plane, especially overseas, or was it recommended? This is something that I have been harping on again and again and again since day one, that the government actually has no authority to tell you what to do. The government has no legal or moral or ethical authority to give you medical advice. Yet that's what the government did. And they didn't, even though they used the word guidance and recommended, schools and employers and doctors and the, you know, grocery clerk at Trader Joe's all were taking this as if it was required, meaning taking the government statements as if these medical interventions were required. So my question is, come again. The announcement is that healthy children and healthy pregnant women shouldn't be, they're not going to recommend these products to them. So there is a list, which I shared with you in a previous video, about these pre-existing conditions that would indicate in the government's mind whether or not someone is healthy. And it seems to me that they're recommending that only the sick and the vulnerable now be subjected and inflicted to these medical procedures. How very convenient, so that those with pre-existing health conditions, if they suffer side effects from these medical products that the government is recommending to those who are not healthy, then those side effects can be blamed on their pre-existing condition. That's how I see it. So I'm continually stunned at people who are applauding this. And I'm going to share with you that there is no evidence on the HHS website or the CDC or the FDA that any of these changes have been made. So my friend Laura Hayes, and I brought you interviews by her, and she has been a leading advocate for decades. She is the mom of a severely disabled child who was injured. He's now an adult. He was injured by these childhood cocktails, and she went against her own motherly instincts. And she admits that she caved, she complied. She didn't want to do it. And she felt harassed and coerced and compelled to do so by the doctors. And I have two long form interviews for you on this channel if you'd like to hear from her directly. She also writes at a blog called Age of Autism, and she has amazing resources for you to share with parents, with parents to be, with grandparents, with anyone who needs to, and everyone needs to know about these very harmful products. So I want to share with you Laura's statement that I included in a previous Substack, and it's worth reading again. She writes, "In our nation, cucumbers, cribs, and cantaloupes and car seats are recalled and withdrawn from the market when they cause injury, illness, and death. Or let me add, if they are even suspected of causing injury, illness, and death, but not the scores of these cocktails, which are harming, making chronically ill, disabling, and killing babies in the womb, infants, toddlers, children, teens, and people of all ages every single day." This is Laura writing. She says, it's sheer lunacy. Equal in sheer lunacy is witnessing parents, grandparents, and freedom fighters who know what these products are doing to our children and to people of all ages. And they are supporting those who have no intention of taking the steps needed to eliminate the culprits or restoring our rights to refuse them and any others that make it to the market in the future. So Laura and I and many of you have said there needs to be a complete and total pause on these products as of now, immediately. And then if they want to do all of their fancy science and common sense and all of that, go ahead and do it. You know, and I know that they can manipulate the science. And I'm concerned that one day they're going to come out and say, good news, we've done all of the tests. And we found out that these products are indeed safe and effective because now we have put them under the gold science protocols. Now, I hope that I'm wrong, but from what I've seen over the months and years of people of the likes of Kennedy, who have stated that they are fiercely pro-vaccine, and he has had all of his children subjected to that. And he never said, gosh, I wish I hadn't done it. Now I know differently. No, he's on the record to say that he believes that vaccines have saved millions of lives. And he recommends that parents follow the CDC schedule. I've covered that again and again and again on this channel. What I want to do is share with you some of your comments because you are encouraging me. And I know that I am not alone in what I see as these, a little bit of a bait and switch. These steps are not going far enough and fast enough. Laura used an example previously. Imagine if a child was being abused 7 days a week and the government said, good news. We came out and we said, now the children should only be abused every other day. Isn't that great? So there are fewer cases of abuse. Well, that's basically what this is. Ritualized abuse on children who cannot stand up for themselves. You as an adult, you want to do that. You want to participate in these clinical trials. Go for it. You want to become a human pincushion. Far be it from me to stand in your way. That is your choice as an adult. But to subject children and innocent animals to this, here is my friend Britt Lind, who, by the way, runs a website called Kindness. And I believe it's Kindness and Compassion in Action. And I am going to share that with you in again. And I've done so in the past. And she stands up for the rights of animals and humans. And she wrote, what is truly terrible is that RFK Jr. is aware beyond a shadow of a doubt of the harm and death caused by these products. He is choosing to lie because he is a coward and cannot face the millions of people who belong to the religion who will call him an anti-vaxxer if he tells the truth. The label is a label my friends and I proudly wear. There is nothing more noble than standing up for the truth and letting the slings and arrows of ignorance fall where they may. I love this comment. These were comments that came onto my Substack, which is peggyhall.substack.com. By the way, I leave links to all of the information that I am referencing in my Substack. I can't do it here on YouTube because YouTube will give a strike to channels and to videos if they don't like the outgoing links. So I'm safe at the Substack, peggyhall.substack.com. It's absolutely free. And I thank all of you who have upgraded and supported me with a paid subscription. But the point is, you can read between the lies. Lillian says there is only one way to consider RFK Jr., and that is he is now America's death maker. And that pains me to even share these comments, but this is what people are seeing. Kennedy ran on the idea that he was going to tell the truth, that he was going to stop these poisons on day one. Wouldn't you do that? Children are being harmed in the meantime. How much more time can we take? I've done several videos about my opposition to the phrase, let the man work, give him time. There's no time. This is an emergency. This is of the most urgent nature I can imagine. Innocent children and animals being harmed in the name of science, when you know and I know that no amount of testing and studies can make poison safer. All right. Mama L says, Peggy, I thank Jesus for people like you, your followers, your learned guests. I believe she means Laura Hayes, who you've got to see those interviews. For the folks in this Substack community, you bring topics to the forefront that need to be addressed, questioned, discussed, thought about, debated without fear. Thank you, Mama. I appreciate that. She writes, you bring evidence and facts to light, which more often than not have been kept from the public by government design. Because of folks like you and other podcasters who are bravely using social media to reach people, millions of people, many are waking up. They are listening, discussing your content. And that is my hope and prayer. That is why I appreciate when you share the video, you like, you comment on the videos and on the Substack, and share that as well. It's free. She says, thank you for sharing provocative ideas, showing research and proof regarding a variety of topics that are considered contrary to mainstream ideology and propaganda. There are still millions of folks who continue to plod along like sheep, obeying, never questioning, being harmed in the process. Friends, that is what keeps me up at night. It pains me when I hear these stories of individuals that chose a different way that led to harm and worse. She writes, but you and like-minded individuals are making progress on getting truth to the forefront. Thank you and bless you. I'm sharing this response, this comment with you, friends, because just like you, I can despair as well from time to time. And it encourages me to no end when I hear from people who realize that our work, and Laura, who has been doing it for several years, that it is bearing fruit. Don't give up. We have to persevere. We need to be diligent and vigilant. So thank you, Mama, for the words of encouragement, which really help me persevere in this work. Lauren says, I totally agree. It is outrageous that these shots are still being promoted and administered. Amy says, it's peddling pure poison. Folks have to wake up to reality. Health comes from an organic diet, daily exercise, and clean living, and never from a needle or pill, except in dire, rare traumatic injuries. Friends, let me know if you agree with Amy in a comment. Amy, I want to thank you. You have been a supporter, and you are also tireless in your efforts. You are a very regular commenter on my Substack, and I just want to let you know how much I appreciate you taking the time to write these thoughtful comments. I will leave this for you, friends. Some of the things she says, I will leave for you to read on your own just to keep this video from getting a strike. So all of this will be at my Substack. And me, JB Cart, says, thank you, Peggy, for the cold, healthy shower on this topic. In my own family, there were 3 deaths of the elderly, all around 80, who died after these cocktails. Every cousin who got this currently has health issues, one with multiple surgeries, another case of bad cancer. These are people around 50, still in the productive age, and yet incapacitated. The same with my friends, except for 2 cases with not too bad reactions so far. Every single case represented an individual who believed the mainstream narrative more than, or mainstream medical narrative more than anything else. So I am so grateful for those like these commenters and you who can read between the lies. So here's what I wanted to share with you on my Substack. The FDA and the CDC websites and the HHS for that matter do not include the new recommendations that we just heard from Kennedy. This is weird. All of the fanfare and the hoopla about these shots no longer being recommended for healthy children and adults, but there's no mention of this on the government websites. Let's take a look here, shall we? All right, here we are at the Department of Health and Human Services. So what I did is I looked at the recent news and events. All right. I'm filming this May 29th. Here, May 28th. There's nothing related to cooties. There's nothing related to the guidance. There's nothing related to the shots. It's talking about Kennedy going to Argentina. It has nothing whatsoever is mentioned about the shots. Let's take a look here. I went a little further in the Department of Health and Human Services, and I clicked on immunization, and I clicked on the, you can do it by disease, and I clicked on cooties, and it talks about that these cocktails are designed to teach your body's immune system to recognize and fight the virus that causes this cooties. Well, I don't know about you, but like my body has the ability to do that already. Why do I need to inject something into my body? And we don't even know how the body works. We don't even know how the immune system works. And you know that I have spoken out about the mysterious non-existence of these particles that are considered to cause disease. In next week, maybe the week follow, I'm going to replay my series about what makes people sick and the different schools of thought and theories long before we had the germ theory. I find it fascinating. So you look under frequently asked questions and it says, who should get the cooties cocktail? And it says everyone, 6 months of age and older. And then it says, who should not get one? I don't want to do the feedback. Who should not get one? And it says, if you had a severe allergic reaction. So this website has not been updated. And what are the side effects? Let's see if they have them. Well, it does not talk about myocarditis. Anyway, I want to share with you what the CDC says. I thought that was very interesting that there's nothing here on the CDC website about that either. And if we go, maybe it'll be under C for, let's take a look. We're looking at this in real time. We'll look under this and yeah, how to protect yourself. So you should still get the stay up to date. So it does not have the updated information. Let's look at the FDA, shall we? Maybe that has updated information. I'm here under their vaccines page. Isn't that interesting? It was updated as of 2025. Some of these other pages are really out of date. And there's nothing here on the website about the FDA no longer approving these products for children, healthy children, and healthy pregnant women. So I find that rather strange. Now, I don't work for the government and I don't have a government website, but I do run a Substack and I keep my Substack up to date. So I let me show you one other thing here on the what I found on the CDC website. I cannot get over that all of this fanfare and they have done nothing. So if someone has not seen that Twitter announcement. I mean, that's a weird way of getting information out. I don't even have a Twitter account, one that's active anyway. This is on the CDC website. It clearly states that these products are intended for children 6 months and older. This is it. I just grabbed that from the website right before I came on the air. So what gives? These government websites have not mentioned any of these changes. They can't be bothered to update their websites in a timely manner. I update my Substack nearly daily and I don't work for the government and I'm not giving medical recommendations. I don't understand why the government was charged with giving medical recommendations in the first place. I did a whole video in Substack on that for you already. So you'll want to read all of those compelling comments on that post as well. So I searched the CDC website for press releases. There's nothing that comes up related to the changes for these guidelines. I searched the HHS website for press releases. Ditto, nothing is there. And there's nothing on the FDA website. So what gives? Certainly even my health and freedom advocates, my medical autonomy advocates are bothered by this, aren't they? Now, I have many people in the field that I know are applauding this. And I understand that they want to celebrate these little steps forward. And I understand that. But I just need to provide a different point of view. I need to provide the critical thinking point of view that there is an urgency and we need to change this right away. How can the FDA recall a baby crib for a possible injury to a child and say, this has to come off the market until we research it further. Yet they're not doing that for these products. And it's not just for children, but it should be stopped for all of them. What say you? Thank you, friends, for letting me share my opinion. I will be the first in line to stand up and give a standing ovation once all of these products have been pulled from the market. Once the government gets its big nose out of our business and does not recommend what we should do with our health choices, that should be up to you, your soul, your medical provider, if you choose to use one. But the government, in my view, should have no say in these medical recommendations whatsoever. Thanks for being on board, everybody. I appreciate you as healthy Americans, and I look forward to seeing you in my very next broadcast.